This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, don't ask me. I will not answer you back. What you need to do instead is go to No Nonsense Forex on YouTube and run a search in the videos. Chances are your question has already been answered, or if it has not, you can go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. Link will be provided down below in the show notes and in the video description. Also, make sure you watch the Rapid Fire episodes, or listen to them, as I should say, because they were all podcasts. If you want to know things about hedging or taxes, you know, there's a number of subjects I covered there as well. So you can just search for No Nonsense Forex Rapid Fire, and I did about two or three of those episodes, so you can get those as well. And the upside is you get a lot of different questions answered in those episodes, too. There's a reason why I did them. But the questions just didn't warrant, you know, their own episode. The answers were typically very quick, so make sure you take a look at those as well. And then you should be good to go. Now, a quick update. On the United States Dollar Index blog we spoke about last week, give me a little more time on that. A bunch of crap kind of came out of nowhere this week, and so I was busy with that. But we will get caught up, and when we do, I will tweet it out. Now, it is time we reveal the word for 2020. We had a word we all kind of rallied around last year for 2019, and that word was relentless. And I thought it was a very appropriate word because right about the end of 2018, if you were around back then on the channel, it was about time you were getting the majority of things you needed to put a real system together. And more pieces were being added on every week. So those people who really went after it and didn't stop came out way ahead at the end of 2019 compared to those who did not. So those of you who took a relentless approach know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's pretty binary in this world when it comes to success in this market. You can either take that relentless approach and learn something that has a lot of parts and put all those parts together, or you can go into the YouTube comments section and cry that I don't give away all of my indicators, even though I have given away quite a few. But it's pretty binary. And once you have actually started to really put in the work, you start to see this dichotomy play out more and more. So I hope all of you embraced the word for 2019 and took a relentless approach to building the system you have right now. And hopefully that has just become part of your overall routine, so you keep that tenacity going. It never stopped with me. I have yet to trail off in 10 years. I'm constantly looking to make things better, adding in new markets where I can, and adjusting my system accordingly. I mean, there's just no other option. As soon as you take your foot off the gas pedal here, you're going to start to feel it. You know, I would rather just go full throttle all the time. It's worked so far. But for 2020, we need a new word. It is a new era. It is a new time. And there were a lot of guesses. Oh my gosh, I did not expect there to be that many. But let's go through some of the more common guesses. I will tell you right now, not one of you got it. There were a lot of really good answers, for sure. But some of the more common ones were things like patience, things like discipline, which we've already made videos about. And a lot of people said, go get it, which is more than one word. If it was more than one word, I would have told you. I'm not cruel like that. But then again, go get it has more to do with initiative. So if you remember from a podcast episode and from the videos that were made after it, initiative, discipline, and patience really are the three pillars of trading psychology. And you really cannot succeed without them. So those are things that are more or less inherent to what we already do. We don't need to all of a sudden make that something we just focus on in 2020. That's something you should always have ingrained in you all the time. And if you feel yourself slipping in any of those categories, well, that's why those videos are there. And so again, there were a lot of other very good guesses, but nobody got it. The word is very simple. And the word for the year 2020 here at the Forex Q&A podcast is build. B-U-I-L-D. Build. And this word applies to more than one aspect. So let's start by taking this down on a more micro level. A lot of you have already built a great trading system that you are using right now with very good results. But you need to constantly keep building on that. I keep saying this, traders. Never, ever stop improving your system, because this is the equivalent of what we just talked about, taking your foot off of the accelerator. Never get comfortable here. When I put out the absolute strength video, it was a confirmation indicator I gave out a while ago, and a lot of people, and honestly way too many people down below in the comment section, said, thank you so much for this indicator. This is what I use all the time. Now, it is a great indicator. I'm glad you're having success with it, and I'm glad I was able to bring it to you. However, I'd also mention that it is a top 100 indicator for me, which means it falls in that 50 to 100 range. So how was I able to find 50, at more than 50, indicators that worked better? Mind you, in an era where I didn't have a Discord forum, I didn't have No Nonsense Forex, I didn't have anything, how was I still able to find over 50 indicators that worked better than the absolute strength histogram? And you can't find one. Now, I understand there may be a few reasons for this, but the most common reason, I will bet, is you have taken your foot off of the accelerator. You have found something you liked, and he said, okay, I'm good. Thank you, VP, for handing this to me. Now I don't have to go and find anything else which works even better than this. Traders, come this time next year, you all better have something in your system which is giving you superior results to the absolute strength histogram if that is what you are running right now. And people in the comments section have the balls to beg for a volume indicator. Why? So I can put together a channel that shows you how to do the work yourself, and then at the end of it just hand you every single piece of the puzzle? I think a lot of you guys out there say you're putting in the work, but you're not. Or your idea of putting in the work is not the same as mine. Every single one of you out there needs to build on top of the system you already have. Keep improving, keep testing, never stop. You're in the forward testing phase, so you think you're just going to dedicate time to that system and nothing else. You're making a big mistake. You're not making really good use of your time. You know, this is why we trade the daily chart, one of the many reasons why we trade the daily chart. So you have time to keep improving. And since you have all this free time now, because you're not stuck scalping and trading the 15-minute and 30-minute charts anymore, you can also build on the amount of markets you are able to trade. This is like one of the ultimate hacks out there. If you were a price action trader, this step would be a lot more difficult, but you're not. You trade with indicators, you have an algorithm, you can cut and paste that algorithm to other markets and then adjust as you need to. And I've already told you, at least from where I stand, where those adjustments need to be made in indices and in metals, and to a lesser degree in crypto. And if you are unable to trade metals and indices and oil and things like that with CFDs, like we discussed, well, get to know leveraged ETFs. In many ways, they can be every bit as good. A few drawbacks, but nothing which has ever been a deal breaker to me. You know, there is really no reason not to have built a system for any market you are looking to trade by this time next year. For those of you who are avid listeners of the podcast, and for those of you who have already gotten to a point in the videos where you are already putting your own systems together, or you've already tested them, which is a lot of you, this is the next step. Build on what you have. Start putting all of the pieces in place so you can start filling those pieces in over the next few years and set up your 2020 for absolute success and absolute domination, because this, all of this works regardless of the market. So while everybody else is eating it once the recession hits, we are going to be in the background watching everything multiply on top of each other. And on that note, if you have not seen it, go to the blog for episode 67 of the Forex Q&A podcast, Multiple Streams of Income. There are tons of ideas there. Everybody at the end of the day should have at least two or three, for a couple reasons. One, These are those extra safety layers we talk about that you constantly have underneath you. So in case your trading just completely goes south for a little while, or you lose your job, you will not only still be safe and not have these things affect you the same way they would other people, but you will still, more likely than not, be able to prosper in spite of these downturns. And downturns always happen. So you may as well prepare for them now. And as a bonus on top of this, if you have the what I think is a very healthy paranoia, like I do, in terms of not putting all of your money in one place, also start mapping out where your money is going to go. Where is your actual money you make from all this going to be placed? Probably not a great idea to have it all in one spot, just in case. But this is that extra layer at the end of the day, to where you just have the peace of mind of knowing that no matter what happens, you are going to be covered. I mean, there is such a comfort in that. You know, all the anxiety that most people have when it comes to money does not have to be there. And that's a very crazy concept if you tell the common person this. But I think a lot of you through this channel have learned that this does not need to be the case. You're sitting on the floor and you have all of these pieces in front of you now that you did not really know existed, or they weren't very clear to you, but they're all in front of you now. The year 2020 is the year to take those pieces and build. And if you have already started building in the past, keep building and make it better and better as you go along. If you can just do this and get all of these things kind of set in motion, really, for 2020, it almost doesn't matter what your results are. And so this leads into the topic for the title of this episode, and that is to avoid the pitfall. And we've talked about this before, but it almost needs its own episode because it is something that we are just naturally predisposed to do, and that is to really be careful to not make any type of projections this early in the game. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, you know, if you have a good Forex trading system and you're out there trading real money, don't say things like, well, these are the results I've gotten this past year, so I can logically expect to get these results in 2020. You know, I pulled 10% out of a dead market in 2019. I should reasonably be able to get 15% this year. Or I just got a 75% yearly return in my back testing. Well, then I should probably get 75% when I forward test too. It just seems logical, right? Stupid mistakes. More often than not, and especially this early in the game, you just need to let the chips fall where they fall. Because if there is one constant in this entire world, that constant is change. All right? Nobody really saw this year coming for Forex, but it was the deadest year we have had probably in the history of spot Forex. And if you made projections for the year 2019 and then tried to budget and build your life around those projections, you were in for a pretty nasty little surprise. I've told you the story before about how I worked at that really super hot Las Vegas restaurant where I was making a ton of money, and I made the mistake of projecting how much money I was going to make the next 2-3 years while still in that job. And I bought my home and completely over-leveraged on it based on those foolish projections. And I paid dearly for this miscalculation through most of the past decade. Things change. Restaurants which are really hot now are not always going to be hot later. What is a great place to work right now can easily become not such a great place to work later. And being in Vegas since 2006, I actually got to see this come to life over and over again with the Texas Hold'em boom. Almost everybody who watched Texas Hold'em on TV thought they were going to be super good at it, and then they would come to Vegas, and they would have a really good weekend or a good entire week to where they were taking money off of, you know, dumb conventioneers that didn't really know how to play, and they were just playing for fun. And so they'd be like, wow, I just made $1,000 this week playing poker. If I can just replicate this, well, I can quit my job over in wherever I live, move to Vegas, and just start my new life here. What a great lifestyle that would be. Well, yeah, it would if that was an accurate prediction, if nothing ever changed, and what you experienced that one time you were here was going to be the same every single week. You know, these people don't account for weeks where you're going to actually lose money. That kind of brings down the old average. And no matter what you do, you are always going to have losing weeks or losing months. And so when people just completely don't factor these things in, and when that euphoria kicks in, which Vegas is so good at giving you, you don't think about these things. You know, you get really overly optimistic, you know, way too optimistic, and then you make dumb moves, and then reality hits you in the face, and then you fall short of those projections, and you feel like a failure, or you end up doing something you shouldn't have done. And how do I know this happened all the time? Because most of those people ended up becoming waiters later on and using that money to fund and fuel their poker dreams, which at the end of the day never really ended up materializing. So as hard as it is to do, you need to avoid making projections in the first place. Now, this is something I kind of have to do because it is one of my main income streams, trading is, and I've been doing it a long time. So I can take years past and come up with a reasonable average, or more or less a range, depending on how next year goes, of what I can hopefully expect to make and give myself a goal to shoot for. But I'll say it right now. Most of you don't have the experience I have. If you do, you probably don't have the experience in this particular system. So it's almost like you're starting over again. So for all of you, I would say, as crazy as this sounds, because you've always heard the opposite growing up, do not set goals. Do not make projections for the year. And for next year and the year after that, continue this same thing. Continue to not have goals and not make projections. Just build. Put it all together, keep filling in the blanks where you can, and keep improving on what you have, and watch the results come organically. It's hard to do. Look, we all want to project, but let's face it, projections are what we do when emotions get in the way. Projections are not logical, because we know every year is going to be different than the one before. So how can we make any projections for it? I said it before too on the podcast, traders, this industry is wildly inconsistent and you just have to be ready for that. If this is the life you want, you have to understand that this is real, this wild inconsistency. But the good news is, if you take the proper steps and if you build the right way, you will naturally become immune to the downswings and be able to take full advantage of the upswings. So when the year is over with, you can still look back and say, that was a successful year. I had one of my worst trading years from a Forex standpoint in 2019, but I still had a great 2019 because of what I built long ago and what I continue to build this year. And if you just have the patience and the fortitude to let all this play out and make it happen, you're going to get there too. You know, if you really hate your job, look, that can be a positive. You know, that can keep you hungry. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, once that element of your life is gone, you're a little bit floating around in outer space like, okay, well, what do I do now? I don't have that terrible job pushing me every day to become great. You know, get comfortable with being in that terrible job another 2 to 3 years, probably minimum. But look at it as an advantage, and also know, and I can tell you this, when you feel trapped in a job because you have no other options, that's really the worst feeling. When all of a sudden you start creating your own exits and your own other streams of income, which are just getting better and better as time goes on, you no longer feel trapped at your job, and you end up with a much better attitude towards it. You guys did not know me in 2009, and you would not have wanted to know me in 2009. You know, here I was with what I felt was all this ambition and all this intelligence and absolutely nothing to show for it. And I was frustrated and I felt like I was owed, even though I wasn't doing a goddamn thing about it. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like you or the old you or somebody you know? And absolutely nothing ever did start to improve until I began building and starting to put those pieces in place, as sloppy as it was. You guys know my story. Started with penny stocks, fell on my face there, got into Forex, fell on my face many times there too. But it was okay because I was constantly building. And even with no guidance whatsoever, you know, I was still able to make my 2010s awesome, at least the last half of it. And all of you at this stage are light years ahead of me. You have all of the blueprints right in front of you. Build. Build now. It is not a quick process. It is not always an enjoyable process. But it is a necessary process if you no longer want to be like the 99% who are super frustrated in their jobs and don't have a way out. This will not be you. But only if you go get it.